Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Runaway Bride by Jodie Headland, narrated by Esther Wayne. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Chapter 1. Vancouver Island, September the 18th, 1862. Today she might meet the man she'd marry. On the ship's main deck, Arabella Lawrence stood absolutely still as a lady ought to do, even though the prospect of seeing her husband-to-be flustered her to a near faint. Like the others around her, she peered at the top rung of the ladder waiting for a glimpse of the men, her breath choppy, her cheeks flushed. After 100 days aboard the Tynemouth Brideship, she thought she'd be ready for this moment. She'd had plenty of time to prepare during the long days at sea with little to do. But now that she and the rest of the brides had reached Vancouver Island, all her uncertainties had decided to pay her a visit. She opened her fan and pumped several gusts across her face. The sea air was balmy for September, drenched with the odour of the salmon the natives had bartered the previous evening after the ship had dropped anchor off Esquimalt Lagoon. In the dusk, the sight of the long dug-out canoes gliding across the glassy water had been terrifying, especially with so many dark-haired and dark-skinned bodies in each vessel. Some of her companions had whispered frightened epithets of doom.